There has been a lot of new equipment and other things going on at Pocahontas County Homeland Security, Emergency Management, and 911. So we asked the director, Mike O'Brien, to update our listeners about some of these changes and improvements.
Been a while since we talked. Back in December 2018, the commission signed off on a new 911 call taking system /CAD system, which is a computer-aided dispatch for us here at the 911 center. And we went live with the phone part, the call taking part of that, September 11th. Which went very smooth. We continue to do training on our new CAD system and get that set up. And we plan to go live with that on April 7th. And that's an extensive amount of retraining for each one of our dispatchers. And that also affects the sheriff's department. So each of the sheriff deputies will have to go through retraining because they're changing the software that they write their reports in and do their tickets in. Along with that, we continue to try to improve on our radio system and our network. We've been working with engineers, and we've got a new company involved to help us try to get our radio system somewhat in line and improve for the county first responders. Don't know if you noticed when you came in or not, but the little cabin here beside the 911 center, we got that taken down and hope that this summer of building a better parking lot. I know you've been here during the days that there's a commission meeting or court's going on. Parking's a little crowded here at the courthouse, so that'll definitely improve our parking area for visitors to the courthouse and the 911 center. And we're in the process of getting ready to install all the road signs on the private roads. I know that's been a big undertaking. It's almost 500 road signs that has to be installed on privately owned roads. It's not maintained by the Department of Highways. We have those signs. We have all the equipment in place for that. That's going to be a project that we're going to work with alongside Day Report Center to get all these signs up. And that'll help, well, everybody, but most importantly, first responders find these roads in a timely manner and make sure that they're headed in the right direction. And also FedEx, UPS delivery companies, people like that.
Mike, do our first responders still experience a lot of radio dead areas in the county?
We have a lot of dead spots. One of the things engineers are looking at to improve that is a couple of different systems that we're putting in. There's no good way. We're third largest county in the state, and we have all the national forest, so there's no developed infrastructure to tie into to give us the coverage that we really need. But we're thinking outside the box on some projects, and engineers are looking at that, and I think we've got a really good radio company now, and moving forward, it should improve. Not moving as fast as I want it to move, but we have to take every step. The problem's not on our side. The problem is we have to wait our turn in engineering to get anything done. We've upgraded. We've replaced a lot of radios. We've got our new microwave system in between Thomastown and Snowshoe. That's helped tremendously. And we've replaced some of our repeaters and our equipment. And we got some grants this year to buy some radios for some of the fire departments. And we're always continuing to improve and to get better equipment and better systems in place. But it's definitely a slow process. And there's a lot of red tape to get through some of this stuff, get it in place.
Anything else?
Nope, just like to remind everybody the importance of having your 911 address posted, not only on your mailbox, but on your house. When emergency responders are responding to you, good idea to have that sign. You might want one on your mailbox. If you have a long driveway, put one at the end of your driveway, have one on your house. Make it easy for emergency personnel to find you in an emergency. So a lot been going on here in the last few months and continues to improve, but I think we're headed in the right direction.
Thanks, Mike. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.